All right, let's go back to Detroit and bring in one of our favorites. He's been with us all year long. He's the best baseball writer around, and that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. All right, let's hear it for Bruce. All right, Brucey, how are you today?
Doing great, Marty. How's it going?
Well, it's wild out here. As I said, I expect to walk from the public house out to the ballpark and see a game out there. That's how enthusiastic everybody is. But how's the weather back there, by the way?
Well, I'm in Greektown right now, soaking up a little local flavor, get a little meal before the ballpark. It's really cold and overcast. It's dark. You know, it feels like more like the early December around here. But everybody's still up. The Lions game got out about an hour ago. And we've got a World Series game coming up. So it's just as festive here, just a few degrees colder.
Well, Bruce, put in some perspective for us, and I've talked about it on the show, just what this giant pitching staff has accomplished in World Series annals.
Well, I mean, it's historic in a lot of ways. I mean, whether it's the shutout innings or the fact that they haven't trailed in an inning for so long. Lipscomb coming out of the bullpen. I mean, you know, you're going back to the 1966 World Series, the Dodgers and the Orioles, when the Orioles came in with a really young pitching staff with Jim Palmer and Wally Bunker and Dave McNally and completely blanked the Dodgers over the last three. And it's, you know, I remember that well. I was, living in Southern California at the time and being shocked at that development. This isn't quite as shocking. I mean, nobody really heard of Jim Palmer or Wally Bunker back then, but this is the Giants pitching staff, which had been, you know, really on the downs for part of the season. Nobody knew what was going on with really most of these guys at one point or another. And all of a sudden, they've risen to the occasion in a manner that I'm not sure even Bruce Bochy could have forecast. And, you know, it's the strength of the club. It's the reason they won it 2 years ago. And, by God, it's the reason they're winning it again.
Well, if they're lucky enough to win this thing tonight or even tomorrow night in Detroit, well, whatever, if you know, get this World Series completed, and no one's ever come back from being down 3-0, and that's the comforting thought that I have, and I'm always very cautious about this stuff. Who's the MVP on this ball club right now in for the World Series? Because I could name 4 or 5 of them right now.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is Vogelsong. He's just been just nailed. You know, once again last night, and again the Tigers had to win. They couldn't get past him. Lincecum could make a case with all the great relief work that he's done. He's been out of the heavens to do this. Sandoval's had a very good series. Of course, Scudero's had a very good one. Buster Posey's name would be well down the list. He's not having a great series, but he's catching these guys. He's still the rock solid guy. And I don't know, am I leaving anyone out? I mean,
no, I think that's it. Crawford's had a couple of big hits, but
yeah,
Blanco,
yeah.
For me, and I think Blanco is, if I had to pick one, I honestly, unless Lincecum comes in tonight, and I know Bochy wants to stay away from him, but I think Blanco, with his defense and with the bunt and with the big hit last night, I think Blanco's, in my mind, I think he's the MVP so far.
He very well could be, and, the Giants took a lot of heat for the Melky Cabrera thing, not so much locally, but some of the national writers couldn't figure it out. And, you know, that's so in the past right now. I mean, Blanco has become Melky Cabrera. I mean, he's even better defensively, and he's been a force offensively, and he's just been a total spark plug, you know, at the bottom of the order, which is a great thing to have. I mean, they got forgotten at the top, but to have a guy like that down near the bottom to get things going again, he's been unbelievable. So, yeah, he's definitely in the mix as well.
Yeah, I can make a good argument. Of course, the throw in to Scudero to got Fielder,
yeah.
The triple to drive in that first run, the bunt to get that inning, a couple of great catches. And the one last night, Bruce, you and I enjoyed it. As soon as I saw it, that left-handed left fielder putting that right hand out across the foul line, coming up with a ball, brought me back to Sandy Amoros and the great catch he made. And I was so glad that you sent me an email last night, because when I tweeted it out, I said, no one's going to remember this one. And then 2 minutes later, there was your email saying Sandy Amoros. And I thought it was one of those great World Series moments.
Yeah, I stopped everything. I had to tell somebody, and you were the first name that came to mind.
And the Chronicle had a great picture of it today. In fact, if you look on the front page of the Chronicle, they did a great shot of that catch by Blanco, and I'm going to show it to the fans here at the public house. if I can do that. Yeah, of Blanco going across the foul line. And let me tell you, I saw that catch in 1955 of Sandy Amoros against the New York Yankees, the same catch, and it's one of the great ones in baseball history, and I love the way it repeated itself last night. So excitement for you, and just on the verge of what's happening here, just covering something like this again?
Oh, it's been fabulous, Marty. It really has. I'm so glad I'll be able to say that I was at all of the road games. The only Giants games I missed is when I was here in Detroit for the first two A's games, but it's really been a privilege. I must say, if it ends tonight, it ends a little too soon for me. I mean, I'm weary of the road, but not of the story. And it's a shame. It really is a shame to me if they were to sweep the series, just from the standpoint of competition and drama and, you know, the way the rest of the postseason has played out. The way they just completely dismissed the Tigers. But, you know, at the same time, you know, all of a sudden the Giants are the dominant team in baseball.
How about
that? I don't think anybody's coming in June.
How about that? With all the things that happened to this ball club, that's why I say when we look back on 2012, and we're going to celebrate at some point, we look back on 2012 and all the things they overcame. You followed Giant baseball from the beginning. I can't think of another year that had all the adversity that can end up with all the accolades that can happen here. I just can't think of another one.
Not really, no, because it just happened on so many fronts. You know, there injuries and, you know, the Melky Cabrera thing was complicated in its own right. So many things. I mean, the team has changed its face so dramatically. Every roadblock that hit them, they just hurtled without a hitch. And, you know, Bochy's managing job, I think, is the best I've ever seen in San Francisco. I really think that. I mean, it's obvious to say that with them leading 3-0 in the World Series, but I mean, the guy is just, I can't think of it. The last time I thought to myself, well, you know, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
And if I did think that, what he did would be proven right. So it's truly amazing.
Well, to put him in the category of La Russa, Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and even a Jim Leland, he is in, as far as I'm concerned, honestly, I say this, he's in that category right now as a manager.
Absolutely. There's not even a question. I mean,
yeah.
Here he's going to have 2 and 3 years, and he also managed the 98 San Diego Padres, which is a heck of a managing job. Lost to one of the great Yankee teams we've seen in recent years. But, yeah, and everybody's becoming aware of what's going on here. And then the fact that the Giants, you know, if they were to go ahead and sweep this or win it in five, so dominant, you know, that really puts Bochy in the spotlight, especially in the East Coast where sometimes the recognition comes a little slow.
Boy, what a story. Bruce, thanks so much. Enjoy your afternoon, and I can't wait to read what you write. If I don't have that paper in the morning, I must tell you, to read what you write about baseball, it's not the right day for me. So I appreciate everything you do.
Oh, you bet, Marty. I'm looking forward to a good one tonight. Thanks so much.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Really, if I don't get to read his story in the morning, there's something wrong. No one writes baseball better than Bruce Jenkins. Right? I'm right. All right.